Our next case is number 12076, Donald J. McCann, seeking a variance from the front yard setback, section 115-42, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast corner of the intersection of East Fairfax Court and Lord Calvert Drive. The 911 address is 32530 East Fairfax Court, Millsboro. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 620. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 19.7-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. And staff would note that this is a corner lot which has two front yards.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, come on up here. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Donald McCann. I'm the applicant. Okay. I live on the subject property.
Okay. And you wait right here. I'm going to have everybody else swear. I'm going to swear everybody at the same time. So.
Scott Brown, 28284 Chippewa Avenue, Millsboro.
Okay. Come on up, sir. Can you speak up?
Edward Underwood.
Okay. And your address?
32529 East Fairfax Court, Captain Pratt, Millsboro.
Thank you. Come on up here, sir.
My name's Clarence Becker. We have 27876 Lord Calvert Drive.
Okay. All right. Can you come back up here?
Sure.
I'm going to swear you on at the same time. So do you each swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. And when you go up to speak, if you do go up to speak, just state your name again for the record. All right? Thank you.
Evening, sir.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I'm Rick Burrell. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Don McCann. And we're addressing a property located at 32530 East Fairfax Court, and that's in a subdivision called Captain's Grant near Millsboro. You have a packet in front of you with just a couple of items, and the first item in there is a photograph of a carport that Don McCann had built not too long ago, and that is the subject of the variance this evening. The house itself was built in around 1988, as best we can tell. There is a one-car garage that we believe was added in the early 1990s. The applicant, Mr. McCann, bought the property in July of 2013 and decided to add a carport. He has both of those vehicles that you see in the photograph are his. Unfortunately, the garage is a one-car garage, and like many garages anymore, is filled with a lot of things other than cars. And so he decided that the best resolution to protecting the vehicles from the elements, which is a little bit more important after this past weekend, I suppose, was a carport. Don McCann, as you may know, was a surveyor for many years and was very active in Sussex County. He has now had the good fortune to be able to retire and is here tonight seeking a variance for the carport. In connection with the construction, he hired an individual named Scott Brown, who has a business called Custom Crafters. He's here with us today. And I think I'd like to actually start by having Scott come up. And you've already stated your name, but put that in for the record again, if you would.
Scott Brown.
And am I correct? Custom Crafters is the name of your business?
That's correct.
And you've been a general contractor since 1989, I believe?
That's correct.
You entered into a contract with Don McCann to construct the carport that is at issue, correct?
That's correct.
And did you work out the details with him as to the size and scope and so forth? And was part of your job to obtain a building permit for construction?
Yes, it was.
And when you went to the county to apply for the building permit, is what is shown as Exhibit 2 what you took in to the desk?
That's correct, yes.
And is that the exact way that it appeared when you took it in?
Yes, it was.
You left a copy with whomever was taking your application at the main desk?
Yes.
It shows a 20-foot by 24-foot carport added to the garage. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And it shows that carport extending to a point 10.3 feet from the property line along East Fairfax Court.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Did anyone at the in the county office advise you that there was any plan review that was necessary after the submission of the plan?
No, they did not.
And did you pay fee that day before you left?
Yes.
And you left with what is listed in Exhibit 3, the sign and the building permit itself?
Yes.
And are those exactly as you received them from the county?
That's correct.
Now, the building permit itself, which is the second item on there, actually says 30 East Fairfax Court, does it not?
Yes.
Was that pointed out to you at the county office when the permit was issued?
No.
Did anyone at the county office, when the permit was issued and you were given the sign to post, tell you that you couldn't build what you had submitted on your plan?
No, they did not.
Did you assume that because you were being given the permit based on the plan that you had submitted and left with the county, that the permit authorized you to build the way you had represented it?
Yes, that's correct.
And if you had known, if someone in the county office had said, wait a minute, this is a violation of setbacks, would you have continued with construction?
No, negative. I would have came back with the homeowner.
Okay. Thank you. I don't know if anybody has any questions of Mr. Brown. I have some other things to go through, but
does anyone have any questions of him?
I don't have a question, but I have a comment. You've got the application signed by Mr. Brown right here, and below his signature it says, I fully understand the zoning requirements of this permit.
Sure. When somebody walks into the county office, the expectation is that those people at the desk filling out the forms, taking your money, are the experts, and they know what the county zoning laws are. And he submitted a plan that showed 10.3 feet and assumed that that was what he was being given permission to build.
Was it handed to the building permit desk or planning and zoning for review?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch
that. Was it handed to the girls at the building permit
yes.
desk?
Yes.
Not planning and zoning?
No, not planning and zoning.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Well, I have a comment because he's a builder and he should be expertise in his craft. And he should read, when he goes to get a building permit, he should know the zoning laws. And that's all I got to say.
About the building permit.
There's a, the zoning code's a fairly sizable piece of work. It's been developed over many, many years. I don't know that it would be anyone's expectation or that it's reasonable to expect that any given contractor is going to understand everything that's in that zoning code. That's why you go to the people and say,
and it says right here, your setbacks.
I understand, ma'am, but okay. He submitted a drawing that showed a 10-foot 3 setback and was handed a permit. Nobody said, wait a minute, I can't take your check. I'm not going to give you a permit because this violates the setback.
The building permit desk doesn't accept plans or plot plans. They issue permits.
Correct.
And asked your client to sign that he understood the setbacks as written on this form that he clearly signed.
Sure.
Just a comment.
Well, I understand. I'm just responding to it because he handed them a plan, and that was the concept from the beginning, and he never deviated from it.
Do you hand a plot plan every time you get a building permit to the building permit desk?
Most of the time, yes.
And do they accept it? Do they
yes.
review it? Do they comment on it?
It's usually under plan review, as you said, being
that's
open,
a big difference.
Open sides carport, there's no plan
right.
review necessary, and she went ahead and processed the paperwork and gave me what the payment was, and I wrote the check out, and she handed me the permit. So I'm sure it's oversight on my part, too, of not totally reading and...
Thank you.
Yeah.
You
know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Burrell,
no questions.
Okay, I have none.
Mr. Mr. Burrell, I'm sorry. I just wanted to clarify that.
No, that's fine.
I don't have any right
okay.
now, Mr. Chairman. I see Mr. Burrell's got some other witnesses or presentations. So,
well, yeah, the lot itself, as I think somebody observed, was a corner lot, which means that one of the sides is actually on a street, and it is a larger or includes a greater setback than would typically be the case for a typical side yard setback. And the end effect of that is that it reduces the building envelope. It's also a situation where the garage was already in existence, and realistically, building the carport as an extension on the garage was really the only suitable one based on the plan that, or on the construction and the improvements that existed when the applicant bought the property. I'll reiterate that Mr. Brown obtained the permit based on the drawings submitted. Mr. McCann would not have gone forward with this either if there was any question about the setbacks. He believed that once that sign went up in his yard for the construction of the carport, that the proper approvals had been secured. We don't believe that there's any adverse effect on any property in the subdivision, and tab 4 of what you have is actually a series of letters of approval that have been signed by most of the surrounding neighbors, a couple of whom are here, and I'll ask them to talk in just a minute. But I wanted to add one more. This was unfortunately after I was able to photocopy. This is from the HOA and approves the variance. And in terms of the extent of the variance, it's exactly 10.3 from the property line, and so the request for 19.7 is no more than what is absolutely necessary to preserve the construction that's already been completed. There are two guys who live near neighbors who, since they came out in this lovely weather tonight in support, I'd like to at least have them come up and tell you that for the record. Tell them your name and again.
Okay, my name's Clarence J. Becker, and I live at 27876 Lord Calvert Drive. And Don McCann is a neighbor of mine, and he asked me to come along, and everybody in the development that lives there signed statements that it's a real, real nice carport, and they don't see a problem with it.
Okay. Thank you. You can have a seat.
Thank you, sir.
My name's Edward Underwood, 32529 East Fairfax Court, directly across from Don's home. I see no problem with the carport. In fact, it adds to the beauty of the neighborhood.
And you live right across the street
exactly
from him, correct?
Exactly right across the street.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes,
sir. Thank you.
Don.
Thank you, sir. Hi, I'm Donald McCann. I'm the applicant.
And Don, you've heard me make some representations to the board this evening about the background and the history and the construction of the carport. Is all the information that I gave to the board accurate as far as you know?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Are there any further questions?
Mr. Brawls, when did you say, how long has that been built?
I'm sorry?
How long has that been built?
The house goes back, I think, to 88.
88.
The garage was added in the early 90s.
In the early 90s.
Don bought it in 2013.
I can't count the builder who built that up. I don't have to ask him another question.
Oh, sure. Sorry.
How much would it cost if they had to tear that down? I mean, just roughly. I mean, time you had to take that off, aside to the other roof, right? Probably
right.
all matched in and everything tied together. It'd be really expensive to
at least $5,000
to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, because you have to replace the roof on the existing garage
and repair that.
Right. Correct.
Okay.
Bring
it to more. Yeah, I would say a bit of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't see that. Any questions? Further questions? Let's ask that. Okay.
Any well and septic on that property? If you can step up so we can catch on the mic.
So they get you recorded.
Yeah.
Yes. No, central sewage and water.
Okay. When the home was built, was there a well and septic, do you know?
I believe there was a well and a septic.
Okay. Any visibility concerns from the intersection there where it's placed?
No. As a matter of fact, the person that it affects the most is Mr. Fleet, Wood, which is here this evening to be in favor of this application.
Okay. And it's the edge of paving, it looks like from your survey, it looks like it's 20, the edge of the carport's 26 feet from the edge of paving at East Fairfax Court?
Yes.
I presume that's what that meant.
Yes, okay. Approximately.
All right. And I see we do have some neighbors here, but you haven't had any complaints about it or anything?
No.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to approve case 12076. The uniqueness of the property is it made sense to add the carport to the garage. It was a logical location as far as functionality of the street and access to the home. It could have been developed in another manner, but that was a sensible way to do it. Obviously, the violation was not created by the applicant. It was created by the contractor. And the way the carport is constructed, it's open and you can see through it. It doesn't create a traffic hazard. Therefore, it will not alter the character of the neighborhood.
Okay. I second the motion.
I have a motion by Mr. Mears and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12076. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye for my reasons.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12076 is approved.
Thank you.
Next.